Hey everyone, welcome to the Social Vibes Live Show. I hope you are tuning in today because I just felt that I wanted to give you guys a little bit of me and a little bit of inspiration today. So I hope you come on in and listen to the show. And I thank you all for joining. Those of you who are joining by YouTube, Facebook, and maybe my website, hey, I'm glad you are here today, and I hope you had a great day. That is one thing that I did. I hope you had a great day, and I know one thing for sure is we really need to pray for those who are making decisions on behalf of us, the people. You know, Congress needs to really move. And I know if you feel like I do, you know, is it really about us or is it about their political agenda, you know, or about their own personal agendas, you know? So it seems like to me that they are fighting a battle, but really not necessarily thinking about us, the people, and those of us who are really struggling and really trying to make it day to day to day. So we really have to keep those people who are making decisions for us in prayer because they need it. Because like I said, it's not about their political agendas, but it's about the people who are really in need, people who have lost their jobs, and people who are waiting for stimulus money, for unemployment that, you know, and it's sometimes $600 is really not enough if you think about it. So we really need to keep them in prayer, especially for the people who are, you know, scared of being evicted because of the eviction relief package that expired in July. That is really important. Think about how many people will be homeless based upon, you know, if a landlord decides they want to not have mercy and evict someone. So we really need to pray. If we're not praying about anything else, but let's just fall on our knees and pray for Congress to make a decision for on behalf of the people, not for themselves and for them to look good, but on behalf of us, because that is so important. I'm not going to be with you long today. So like I said, it's 30 minutes of inspiration. So I want to encourage you and inspire you today to create income for yourself. And this is really important because there are times that in a pandemic, in a recession, that businesses are formed, people are so creative with what they can do. And so I remember in Exodus 4:2, when God was talking to Moses, when he was to lead the people, you know, into the promised land, he said, "What's in your hands? What's in your hands?" And I want to ask you right now, what is in your hands? And I know you may not be leading people into the promised land, but maybe you're leading a family. Maybe you're an individual and you have things that are going on in your life. And think about it. What's in your hands? What can you do that can bring you an income? Think about how creative you are. And I tell you, if there is an idea that keeps coming back to your mind over and over and over, and you're not doing anything about it, maybe you're procrastinating about it, but it keeps coming back to your heart and to your spirit, and you always want to do something, act on it. Act on it, because that can be something that can bring you an income. And no, I'm not going to tell you about a business that I'm doing. That's not what we're all about today. It's all about moving forward and some of the things that you want to do creatively. Yes, you know what I'm saying. But if you have, if you're in a place where maybe you lost your job, or maybe your company downsized or folded because of COVID. COVID has done so much to so many people. But if you are in that position, or maybe you just got laid off and you return back to work, but what you should do is actually think about the things that you could do to bring you some income, you know. So if you're creative, it doesn't matter, whatever it is. And I wanted to encourage you to visualize yourself in your business, you know, and you're going to have naysayers. So that's why you can't tell everybody what you are doing. That's why you can't share your vision with everybody, because everybody is not going to get your concept. So you have to take whatever you know that you know that you know that you're supposed to be doing, and you move on it. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. So you just have to ask God for direction. And if it's something that you're not sure of, ask him. He will tell you. And if you, like I said, if you have an idea that keeps coming back to your mind over and over, don't let it die. Don't let it sit there and not be and flourish in it. But make sure you act upon it. That is so important. Act now on your idea, because it is emergent. It's an emergency right now. And you don't know what that can bring you. You don't know how that can be profitable and lucrative in your life if you just don't take a chance. So you have to take a chance. And one thing I want to tell you, if the Lord gives you something, or if you have an idea, write it down, act on it, and believe it. That's the thing. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in the gifts that are inside you. So if you are going to flourish in your gift, you have to believe that you can flourish in your gift, right? So, you know, and that's all about starting a business. Don't be afraid, because if you're passionate about something, it's going to come out. If you're passionate about making bookmarks, I don't care, you know, turning pieces of paper into something, whatever it is, if you're passionate about it and you feel that it can benefit someone else and be lucrative for you, you need to try it. I mean, what could happen? Either you'll succeed in it, or either you'll fail in it. But failing in it does not necessarily mean that you are a failure, because you fix it, make it right, and move on to tweak it and do it again. A failure is different than a failing person. So if you fail, you could try again. If you're a failure, that means you're always giving up. So that's not what we want to be. We want to just keep trying until something sticks. And remember, you can't give your plan, like I said, to everybody. Keep your plan to yourself, and don't tell a lot of people about it, because everyone's going to maybe rain on your parade. You know, everybody's not going to believe in you, right? So you have to keep going. Everybody's not going to buy into your dream. You got to keep going. So regardless of that, you got to keep going. So if you know that you know that you know that you are supposed to be doing something, create something for your family, create something for yourself, and you can do it. So remember, I like to use this little line that Mary Kay says sometimes. She says, there are three types of people in the world. There are those who make things happen. There are those who watch things happen. And there are people who just wonder what happened. So I ask you today, which one are you? And what's in your hands? Think about it. What's in your hands? So don't sit around and waste all this precious time right now. This is a different time that we're in. Don't just take it for granted. Use this time for your advantage. Use this time wisely. Make sure you think about every step that you're going to be doing. Pray about it and put it before the Lord, and he will bless it. Yes, he will. Okay? So I want you to get busy. You know, because you have something to do. There is a purpose for you. There is a purpose why we are here in this pandemic, but you have to make it work for your benefit. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful, because God will guide your steps every step of the way. You can make it, and you can do it for yourself. So like I said, everybody needs a side hustle, right? We all do, because look where we are. So think about it. Think about what you want to do. Think about your business, because if you are successful in what you are doing, then you got to make sure you pull people along with you and share how you benefited, because it's going to help them. So it's called pay it forward. So we want to do that. So lastly, like I told you, I wasn't going to be here long before you today. 30 minutes of inspiration, but it may be less than 30. Don't give up on your dreams. Never, never give up on your dreams. I remember when I was getting ready to write my book, and someone told me, and when I was put aside, and sometimes, like I said, you have to put people aside too. Let me interject that. When you're on a mission and you're focused, sometimes you have to say no to certain people. Sometimes you have to seclude yourself and just be alone so that you can hear from God, hear your plan, hear your heart, hear where you're trying to go, and so you can focus, because sometimes people are distractions. They can make us get off track. And we have to be mindful of that. Okay. So, like I said, I was in the middle of writing my book, and I had some supporters, and so I had someone to tell me, believe it or not, tell me, girl, you should just give up on that book. Now, what if I would have given up on that dream that I had because of what someone else told me? I don't think so, because you should know me by now. Okay. So that was just, and I was telling somebody today, because we was having a conversation. Sometimes when people are negative about anything that you are doing, and maybe it doesn't seem like they support you. Okay, true enough, there's a lot of side eye people that's watching you, watching me, watching anybody that's doing anything, but really they should be doing their own stuff instead of watching somebody else, right? But what I'm saying is sometimes the negative responses or people who want to rain on your parade can be the fuel that lights that fire. It can be the fuel that just explodes and makes you run hard. It can be the brick that just makes you build a stronger foundation. So sometimes don't take the negative comments as a stab or a dig or whatever. Sometimes take it, put it in your back pocket and run with it and keep on going. Just make it be like dust in the sand and just keep on going. Okay, so that's really all I have for you today, is just be inspired to do what's in your heart. Never give up on your dream. Whatever keeps coming back to you over and over again, you better listen, because that could be something that could be very, very lucrative for you. It could be a business that may be that explodes. You just never know. But you have got to take a chance. You have got to believe in yourself. Take a chance on yourself, because if you don't take a chance on yourself, who will? Right? Okay. Well, I'm going to end right here on that note. I thank you so much to those of you who are joining today. I am so happy that you took time to listen to the show, Social Vibes. Next week, we'll be doing Social Vibes just on Zoom. So if you see the invite link, go ahead and register. We have a wonderful time chatting, laughing, talking about issues. So join us. And you guys have a great night. And like I said, if I don't say anything else to keep you inspired, never give up on your dream. And like I said, it's your dream. Let me repeat that again. That's your dream, right? So never give up on your dream. Make it happen for you. You can do it. Okay? That's all I have for you from Nezzy's Place, Social Vibes Live. Thank you so much for joining today. I love you. Have a great evening, and I'll see you next week. Bye.